I don't know the whole song. Just know the parody. Oh, Johnny dear, why did you go way down in the meadow fur to mow? Hey, ri-tootin', hey, rink-a-tootin', rink-a-tootin', hey. Oh, Peggy dear, and don't you know, 'tis father's wheat that must be mowed. Hey, ri-tootin', hey, rink-a-tootin', rink-a-tootin', hey. They had not mowed twice round the field, a venomous viper bit him on the heel. Hey, ri-tootin', hey, rink-a-tootin', rink-a-tootin', hey. The devil sought to injure me by cutting down my shingle tree. Hey, ri-tootin', hey, rink-a-tootin', rink-a-tootin', hey. He cut it up in shingle lengths and whacked it down against my shanks. Hey, ri-tootin', hey, rink-a-tootin', rink-a-tootin', hey. The way to make old Satan climb is to rub his belly with turpentine. Hey, ri-tootin', hey, rink-a-tootin', rink-a-tootin', hey. I wish I did know that song. You'll have to find it for me.
Yeah.
What about the devil and the farmer's wife?
Well, that's the first one I ever did sing at the folk festival. I didn't think I could sing a serious song, so I sung these foolish songs. And one, and how I started singing something serious like Wayfaring Stranger was, I went down to the Methodist church and my kids told me I sounded better over a microphone. So they asked me to sing a hymn, and I thought, well, there's a microphone. I'll just try it. And I just reared back and sung my Sunday best, and it wasn't even turned on. So, this is one of the first ones I ever did sing at the folk festival at Glenville. Sing if I did-a-lie-did-a-lie-fi-did-a-lie-did-a-lie-day. Little old man lived under the hill, and if he ain't moved away, he's living there still. Sing a fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, day. The devil came to him one day, said, one of your family I'm going to take away. Sing a fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, day. Take her, oh, she's a joy of my heart. I hope by golly you'll never part. Sing a fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, day. He took her to the forks of the road, says the old lady, you're an awful load. Sing a fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, day. He took her to the depths of hell, said, stir up the fire and we'll scorch her well. Sing a fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, day. A little devil was a rattling a chain, she up with a hatchet and split Allie's brain. Sing a fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, day. Little devil was sitting on the wall, said, take her home, daddy, she's murdering us all. Sing a fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, day. Little old man, he peeped out the crack, he seed the old devil come wagging her back. Sing a fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, day. Little old woman went a-whistling over the hill, said, the devil won't have me, I don't know who will. Sing a fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, day. Now you see what a woman can do. She can outdo the devil and the old man too. Sing a fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fi, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, day.
What was the serious singing you thought you should be doing at the folk festival?
Well, I didn't think I could until I sung that hymn down to...
Oh, I see.
I didn't think I could sing anything serious. But then I just reared back and sang to that microphone that wasn't turned on. So.
Recitations were a pretty big thing back at that time, weren't they, didn't people?
Yeah, they told stories and recitations.
You feel like doing one of those for you?
I'm thinking about taking an elevator.
Yeah.
Well, this was one that it could have been a true story, but I think it was one that they gave mother to learn when she went to normal school. That's what Glenville College was to start with. It started in two rooms, and it was normal school. My husband went to normal school, too. Meant to learn to be normal, but he flunked out. It's a good thing he isn't here today. This was about the old lady that went to the Boston store, and she thought an elevator was something to drink. She said her son made it glasses of spirits and water to calculate it to raise drooping films and failing strength. So when anybody offered her an elevator, she didn't understand it. So this is the way the story goes. I've heard considerable about Mr. White's big store in Boston, but I weren't in no way prepared for all I seed there. Sakes, it was equal to a dozen villages, like a coming out of meeting all at once. Such a crowd I never did see, and the women was a-mawing at the goods without buying, and the clerks was looking on sarcastic-like, just like you see in any ordinary store. Well, I went about better than an hour getting a pair of good domestic hose for my son James and 7/8 of a yard of stuff for cheese bags, when finally, being most uncommon tired, I felt a weak spell coming on. And I'd hardly the strength to ask for the calico for the sitting room sofa. Next story, ma'am, says a clerk, kind of looking sharp at me. Would you like to take an elevator? Well, I was beat. For our James, with his jokes and whatnots, though my husband and me were most strict temperance folks, persists sometimes in what he calls taking elevators, which is nothing but glasses of spirits and water calculated, as he says, to raise drooping feelings and failing strengths. Sir, said I, as loftily as I could, you'd do better for a respectable shop not to be offering elevators to people, leastways not to me. So I just kept walking around and walking around, not liking to ask questions and showing my country ways, when another clerk hearing me ask for the calico said something again about me taking an elevator. But this time I just felt dreadful, and making up my mind twere a Boston fashion and it weren't right to seem too back country-fied, I says, thanks to you, sir, I don't mind trying something of the kind, being most remarkable thirsty. Certainly, ma'am, says he, nodding careless-like to what I took to be nothing but a fancy pail full of water, judging by the taste. But now I know it well enough it was nothing but a deceitful, genteel kind of liquor, with a taste and smell tuck out of it as they do benzene and castor oil. For no sooner had I swallowed a goblet of it, which if you believe me, and the young man pointed to a little room, which if you believe me, give the queerest kind of a jerk just as I peeked in. But seeing comfortable sofas all around the room, I steps in and sots down. 'Twon't do me no harm, thinks I to myself, to set here till this dizzy spell passes off. When mercy on me if I didn't feel myself a-going up. Yes, sir, a-going up with me, room, ladies, and sofas and all. Once I jumped out to go out of the room, but a young man working some clockworks in one corner held out his hand. In one moment, ma'am, says he, pushing me back with such an air. Did you take an elevator? I whispered to a lady alongside of me. And by her queer look, she was worse affected than I. It's the first one I ever took in my life, I continued. Our country elevators is more positive to this effect. They don't have nothing like this effect. Now, ma'am, says the clerk, very pompous, you'll have no difficulty now. And sure enough, I didn't have no difficulty for the minute the effect of that elevator passed off more sudden than it had come. I followed the ladies out lively enough, but sakes alive, what a time I had of finding that street door. I was never so bothered in all of my life. I just kept a-going downstairs, expecting at any time to find myself in the kitchen. If Mr. White's folks lives anywhere in the building, which is most likely, there being plenty of room. After I once catched sight of them glass doors, I never halted till I got out on the street, explaining in private to a policeman that I'd been taking an elevator, and would he please to put me on a downtown car. Now, to this day, I ain't never said a word of this business to James or my husband or nobody at home. Some things had best be bygones. But I feel that it's my bounden duty to remind all respectable females, great and small, to never to be led and taken elevators in them Boston stores. Least of all that newfangled kind, which is equally fatal in consequences to pure spirits, and which looks like nothing on earth but pure water, which leads you to taking too much.
You getting tired, Phyllis?
Yes, so. I'm getting my water here. What'd she say?
She said you're taking an elevator.
Yeah, I'm taking an elevator. That ought to boost me up a little bit, huh? Yeah.
Well, maybe we could have you sing one more song, and then we'll ask Walter to come up and play one more tune, and we'll close for the day of this session. Would that be all right, Walter?
Can I choose it?
Yeah, you can choose it.
Well, let me see. Should you know the baby fingers pressed against the window pane should be cold in death tomorrow, never trouble us again. Should the bright eyes of our darling catch the frown upon our brow, would those little ice-cold fingers vex us then as they do now? Then scatter seeds of kindness. Then scatter seeds of kindness. Then scatter seeds of kindness for our reaping by and by. Pulling books from off the bookshelf, hiding neath the kitchen sink. Can I have a cookie, Mama? Mama, can I have a drink? In a closet, little dresses and a tiny rocking chair. In her crib, so stark and empty, lays a little teddy bear. Then scatter seeds of kindness. Then scatter seeds of kindness. Then scatter seeds of kindness for our reaping by and by. Oh, my darling little baby, I'll remember evermore how her hands once held me tightly as I pushed her out the door. Ever thought I was too busy, had too many things to do, couldn't waste my time in playing with a little girl of two. Then scatter seeds of kindness. Then scatter seeds of kindness. Then scatter seeds of kindness for our reaping by and by. Now downstairs a tiny casket Banked in flowers waits for me. Do I dare to look upon it, knowing what I'm going to see? Little fingers once so busy, never silent, never still. God, I'd give my soul to see them making mark on pane and sill, then scatter seeds of kindness, then scatter seeds of kindness, then scatter seeds of kindness for our reaping by and by. How those little hands remind us, now in snowy grace they lie, not to scatter thorns but roses for our reaping by and by. Feel them clutch my skirt in passing, feel their pat upon my face. Now they lay so cold and silent on a little dress of lace. Then scatter seeds of kindness, then scatter seeds of kindness, then scatter seeds of kindness for our reaping by and by.
Thank you for being with us today, Phyllis. You're always such a great addition to everything we're trying to do here at Augusta, and we love your Glenville Festival too. It's always the third weekend in June, is it?
No, it's usually around the 18th. Mm-hmm. That's when I was married. Nobody ever celebrates our anniversary but Glenville.
No. Well, another time we'll have Jesse come back, come with you, and Jesse knows the old shapes, the old shape notes.
He knows all the old shapes, too.
And he can teach those.
I wouldn't have near as much fun if he was here, would I?
Yeah, it might cramp your style.
Yeah. But.
Well, let's say thanks again, Phyllis. It's really good.
Sarah's been pretty patient, hasn't she?
She has. She's wonderful.
Who's got me?
I've got you.
In Nicholas County.
3 months to go.
Right around here.
Sit right over here, Walter.
Right.
Walter's been making and playing dulcimer since 1928. And we'll just ask him to play one more tune to close out the session. You got anything in mind, Walter?
Oh, how about an old hymn? Sweet by and by.
Okay. Okay.
mistake on that. That's when the rolls call up yonder. Right? Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot. We'll be here back here tomorrow at about 1:15 with fiddler Glenn Smith.
Old Glenn.
Yeah, Dwight. Have an announcement?
I changed.